happening. Joining us now in studio is the Chief of Police in Northfield, Monty Nelson. Chief, good morning. How are you doing today?
Good morning. It's a beautiful summer morning.
It is a beautiful summer morning, and it's been a beautiful weekend, and I understand over the weekend, or maybe sometime before that, you had another grandchild.
I did. Lincoln Robert Tennyson.
All right. Well, congratulations. Is that, that's number two, huh?
That's my second grandson, yes.
You don't look that old.
Well, sometimes I feel that old.
You look younger before the police chief duties, but
yeah, well, things will age you.
But congratulations. That's a real cool thing. Hopefully you've had a little bit of time to spend thinking, being with him and thinking about him.
Oh, yes.
All right. Let's move on because we're here for a reason. We've got a busy morning. Coming up in a few days is, I guess it's more than a few days, it's next week.
Two weeks.
The Night to Unite. Is that on the...
August 7th.
August 7th.
Tuesday,
okay.
August 7th.
So we've got a couple of weeks, but really it needs to get on people's calendar. Tell us a little bit about what the Night to Unite is and what it's designed to do.
So Night to Unite is, the idea is to promote people having neighborhood parties. And at the same time, for emergency services to be able to come to those neighborhood parties and have conversations, share information, for instance, with the police department. If we have some particular concerns or information we want to make sure we get out that relate to neighborhood home safety sort of issues, it gives us a time to do that. But more importantly, it's really designed as a time to meet and kind of go backwards in time a little bit and promote neighborhoods, talking, mm-hmm. meeting, having a meal together, or having dessert together. Some places do games. We have some places that do movies. But that idea of getting together, getting to know your neighbors, because really your neighborhood's safest. And I think everyone we talk to, you know, they say they enjoy their neighborhood when they know who lives next door and down the street and they have relationships.
Boy, it really does make a difference. And Terry and I, for the first time, we've lived at our house for, I think, 6 years now, hosted a Night to Unite. And I don't think we've had one at St. John's Church. We live over by St. John's, and we've gone to that a couple of times. But hosting one for our more immediate block or so, really, you got to meet a lot of nice people that I didn't meet before, and we've stayed friends. It's a good way to meet your neighbors on a level that it's not, you know, you don't have that loud car parked out front, you know, this time.
Or the barking dog.
Or the barking dog or whatever, anything else. It's just a good opportunity to meet them. What do people do? Does the city help them out with their party?
So we have an online registration form that's on the mm-hmm. Northfield City website. And real easy to find. If you go to news, you'll find a link to it. The registration deadline was technically last Friday, but we're telling everyone if you can get your registration in by this Friday, that's fine. We'll still accept them. Mm-hmm. You can print them out and email them back. You can stop out, drop them off at the police department, whatever's easiest for you. But we do ask that you register with us because there are some special items that will get delivered to before your party. We work really closely with HCI, Growing Up Healthy, and a couple other groups too. The former Mayor's Task Force, now Northfield ASAP, they help do a lot of the background work. They help with registration process. They also put together really nice Night to Unite bags with some public education, blow-up beach balls. Last year were in the bags. I think they're going to do that again this year. Those were a hit at all the parties I went to.
Mm-hmm.
Some plates if you want them. And then they get so those items get delivered within the, like, 5 days before the party. So it's a really nice way to, you know, get registered. You get some items for your party. Sorry, there's my radio. You can list on there if there's someone in particular you want, you know, if you want some of our local politicians or city council members to stop by your party, you can get that, put that on the list. You can choose police, fire, whoever. It's going through the registration process is important. And the reason we really need people to you know, we've kind of extended the deadline to this Friday,
mm-hmm.
is because there is so much planning, and HCI and these other groups do so much work beforehand. We really need to have an idea how many parties, where they are, and what they're asking for.
Yeah, and it's if you haven't hosted one of these before, give it some serious consideration. I'd really recommend it. You know, if you don't know how many children live in your neighborhood, a good way to find out is to have a fire truck pull up in front of your house, because you'll go from no kids to 100 kids within 60 seconds. I was amazed.
In no time flat.
In no time flat. The kids love that. It's a lot of fun. And for the kids to meet one another, you know, so often kids will meet other kids before the parents meet the parents, just kind of the social nature of children and adults, but it's really a good time for parents to get to know other kids, you know, who the other kids in the neighborhood are, who their parents are, talk with their parents, a very good opportunity just to get to know people.
Yep. Maybe trade a phone number.
All right.
So you can text and keep track of each other's kids, or give a heads up when they're over at your house, whatever. Yeah, it really is a good opportunity, and I'm glad that you guys hosted a party last year. What you've said is the same experience we hear across the city.
Mm-hmm.
You know, last year we had almost 40 parties, I think, in Northfield, which was more than we've ever had. I think we're heading that direction again. We had over 30 parties registered as of last Friday. And I expect this week we'll get a bunch more. I hope we get a bunch more. So, like I said, we'll extend that deadline through this Friday. We just really ask that you do get it in, get your registration in by this Friday. And don't think by this Friday you have to have all kinds of big plans set in stone. We see these parties, are some of them are as simple as they block off the street for one block, and they throw some picnic tables and stuff out there, and it's bring whatever for dessert or some sort of food. Some don't do food. They just do, it's a hangout time.
Mm-hmm.
So, and we've seen people with live music. We've seen people with, you know, Summerfield Apartments has a big blow up movie screen, and they play a movie in the playground area behind the apartments. You don't have to do something that big. You can do something as simple as get together with your neighbors, hang out, trade some stories and some phone numbers, and wait for the fire truck to show up.
All right. And where online do they find information on that?
If you go to the Northfield City website and look at events, or it should be under the news flash also. Usually we have it under news, on the, like when you get to the first page down towards the bottom. So, and then there will be a link to the registration and information, everything you need there.
All right. Sounds good. Anything else, Chief?
No, and enjoy the weather, everyone, please. I'm just going to throw out the big general, lots of kids out and about. I just watched, the smallest bicyclist I've ever seen crossing Highway 19 and Highway 3 with his father. It was actually really encouraging and scary at the same time, but he did a great job. Watch out for bicyclists, pedestrians, and drivers. Please be courteous of each other at the crosswalks and when you're crossing. One of the most common complaints and calls I get is pedestrian complaints from both sides of the issue.
Mm-hmm.
And it's that time of the year. I mean, people are walking, running, biking, doing that more than ever. So everyone, just please be very mindful. Pay attention. Don't text. Keep your eyes on the road and watch out for pedestrians and bikes and all that other stuff.
All right. Chief, thank you so much for joining us. We appreciate it.
You bet.
Northfield Police Chief Monty Nelson, once again, the Night to Unite. Put that on your calendar for August the 7th, and you can find out more information and register online.